When you got it, you got it. When you ain't, you ain't. And there are some people that can respond to God's word like this, and some of you are on your way to hell, and I'd like to quit making you miserable so you can enjoy yourself here. You ain't got anything else coming.
You see, God never gave me a vision like he gave my dad. I've just had to make the cold turkey choice on occasion to go with God's word. And for the life of me, I cannot understand why some of the experiences of my life have not rendered me incapable of grabbing hold of God's word. But thank God, from a university life where I changed majors on every degree and sought knowledge in every arena, God's word has not turned loose of me. That's the only way I can explain my inability to turn loose of it when all I've had the fingernail grip. And as I get older, I really understand the sovereignty of God. He picks some of you, and some of you he doesn't want. It takes a special hookup with God. To be like Elijah, where God's word is such at risk of his life, at risk of his life. He went in Ahab's court. That was a day, if you walked into the king's court, he didn't raise the scepter and accept you, you were dead. He marches in and says, hey man, I've got news for you. It ain't gonna rain anymore, except I say rain. Now, what in the world kind of authority did Elijah have for that? Centuries earlier, God's word said it, and let me demystify Elijah. All he did was get on his knees and pray earnestly that God would do what he already said he'd do. Then he hung his body on it with full risk of death. I'm going to act like God will keep his word. And for the first time in centuries, God found a man who would do that, and he walked into the king of the court. For the court of the king, he won. And he hung his body on God's word, and he, in essence, reached up like we pull this shade down and grabbed hold of God's word and pulled it down like a curtain on time. And in both cases, where he prayed in the land where it would hurt him if it didn't rain, and in the risk to himself personally, as he marched into the court and said, putting his body in the collision point, won't rain unless I say rain, he became and entered the stage of history in that capacity, God's greatest example in the Old Testament frame. And none other than Jesus put him in the New Testament frame when he gave the honor to John the Baptist that he came in the spirit of Elijah. I'm on a church this 14th year, and I've only scratched the surface with Elijah. I'm on a church this 14th year that will follow me as I grab God's word at risk. Not one indication in God's word that God said anything to Elijah other than what had already been written down. After after he was at risk. And only after he was at risk did God speak. Follow the sequence. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And connecting it to that act of faith, we get it all backwards. If we could have the second verse before the first verse, we'd all be like Elijah.
Don't work that way.
First verse comes before the second. After Elijah's in there at risk, hanging his body on God's word of truth already uttered, and the word of the Lord came unto him. The individual experience came after the act of faith. The individual direction came after the activation of the general rule. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt at the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. The individual direction came after the faith act of risk. You understand?
Yes,
you learn anything?
Yes,
and you own it.
Yes,
why? By your words, you're condemned.
Yes,
you say, I already gave the offer. That was before you learned what you learned today. That other offering paid for what you learned up to that point. Comprenez-vous?
Yes,
you know what's coming next?
Yes.
Now, Elijah is part of the giving series. I hinted at it with a couple of remarks. But it gets more pertinent as we go along. God willing, I want to finish Elijah next Sunday. Today, I just want to leave you with the simplicity. God will still honor and provide and direct those to whom his word has such an attraction. They will act first to their own hurt, before they even know that God's going to provide a brook and miracle of miracles tell birds where to fly, bringing the food. And those birds wouldn't fly anywhere else. I've commanded the raven to feed you there. Now I want you to go out here today assessing your motives in Christian action. I came to town over 13 years ago seeking an uncommon band. And I had followed God's word with no vision around this world. And I want some commitments renewed of people who will hang their body on God's word to their own hurt if necessary, in the understanding that when God speaks, it's the men and women already acting in faith. Now get your purses out and your checkbook out and pay for what you learned. I'm going to take an offering now, and I'm going to watch like Jesus did the treasury. I preached 58 minutes. I got 3 minutes for an offering. You're lucky, I usually preach an hour and a half. Maybe I should take offerings for a half hour. Now this goes for you folks that are watching on television. The address is on the screen, P.O. Box 1, Los Angeles, California, 90053. Participate now. Did you learn anything? God knows you did. But again, the test is on you. Some have the ability to respond to God's word, some don't. Now get on the telephone today and tell me what you did when we go live this afternoon, but do it now. Write the check. Too many people watch at home because they don't have to participate in the offering. The monkey is on your back. Get up from your chair and get your checkbook. I know you don't normally carry it in your bathrobe. Whatever you're wearing, wherever you are. One of the great comforts I have is very few homes I've gone to have television in the toilet. Bad enough when you just lay in the bed and watch. That means if you're watching, you probably can get to a checkbook. The address is P.O. Box 1, Los Angeles, 90053. That's Los Angeles, California. Now, are you ready? Where's the non-musician? Joe, our chief engineer and organ player, is back in Kansas City. Now, I will be live this afternoon. I'll be live tonight. I'll be live tomorrow night. Some of you that plan to play for the next 2 days because you thought I was going to Kansas City, surprise. And that all, that get it all out of the way?
Yes, sir.
Now, if you see this on a rerun, you get on the telephone and tell me what you're doing right now. Or what you did when this was live, if it's a rerun. Rest of you, the ushers are coming to take all you got. Now, let's give now with an understanding that you're just in the same position as Elijah. You can act on God's word because God said it, and I suggest you do it right now. Use it. Sitting there not calling now that I'm here. So wherever you are that have listened to this message, how about getting on a telephone and telling me what you're going to do about it now? That's what the phone number is there for. One's the first number. You can figure the others out. Now get on the telephone and talk to me right now. Thank you. through this month of November, first month of my 14th year, we are targeting 300,000 each week. That means I want 300 people giving $300 by next Sunday. The rest of you, if you haven't made your commitment for the month of November, do it now. But in any case, whether you have or haven't, tell me what portion of it you're sending this week. I also want you to get prepared that we'll be live tonight, live tomorrow night, live Tuesday night. If I go to Kansas City, it won't be until later in the week for the championship stakes. Our trainers can qualify the horses. Even in the amateur division, and the ladies division, we have riders that can qualify. Joan can qualify the amateurs, Joan Hamilton. And our trainer Liz can qualify the ladies and give Christine more time to recover. So I expect you to be live with me through the early part of the week. I've given instruction for tapes to be airmailed out here. So hopefully by tomorrow night we'll have additional tapes of what's going on. But let's work now these next three nights to get a head start on November. All of you who care and who have listened to the message today, if you don't care, that's your problem. I'm not interested in your response anyway. I just would like people to choose up sides early on this 14th year. And if you mean business and accept the calling to project this ministry by television into the world as an alternate to the rest of the stuff, you say, what's the rest of the stuff? Well, just listen all day on all the other channels. I mean, judge for yourself. We have no projects and we have no gimmicks. I want a simple testimonial to the worth of the teaching. And you that have learned stewardship, God's way, that gives to God his portion first, get on the telephone and tell me what you're going to be doing in the month of November. If you've already done that, then tell me what you're going to be doing this week. And I am asking 300 people that haven't given at all in the last 2 months. Don't worry about calling and admitting that. I already know it. Those that haven't given anything in the last 2 months, that's people who've never given or those that dropped off, at least give $14 as a testimonial anniversary offering, saying, I'm glad you're still around and I want you to stay teaching in our city. Now, I want 300 doing that, that have not participated in the last 2 months. I ought to have 300 from every city. But certainly I can have 300 from all the cities. And you can start back giving or you can start giving with that testimonial amount. Now get on the telephone and use these moments before I start teaching. Talk to me. Thank you.
I'm going to go 11 more minutes with you talking, and then it's my turn. Go past the half hour when people join us, particularly on reruns. This is live. We're on 56. We're on 38. I know the Rams and the 49ers are playing today, so you got to make a choice. I like all those watching the football game to call and apologize. The least you could do is rig up two TV and listen to me while you watch the game. If you can't do that, then forfeit the game. Price of not forfeiting the game, send $10,000. I'll send you a rerun of today. I'll send you a tape. And you watch the football game. Now get on telephone. And I'd like to see every phone get busy. All I'm asking is that the people that I've taught already, and if you listen at 2 o'clock today, I've taught you. Give me a response. I'll have 300 people that listen to the message today. Say, I'm going to send $14 for November. I want you to stay on this station in our city teaching. Now get on telephone. Thank you. 3 minutes. I wonder if I have any takers who pay $10,000 for the privilege of watching the football game and getting a tape of today. And as your face, so be it unto you. And I don't expect anybody to do that. But I do expect those that I've taught that are watching to get on the phone, use this next 2.5 minutes to report in. And it's my turn on telephone. We are at that time of year when the great feast of Tara was held in ancient Ireland, the early weeks of November, following the day we celebrate as Halloween. It was not by choice, just so happened, that the teaching I was doing on the Lost Tribes came to this point as we begin my 14th year with the month of November. So anniversary month for my ministry here in Southern California coincides with the ancient feast of Tara in Ireland. Now, I have unabashedly claimed that the Celts are the so-called lost tribes. And it is a fact of history that the Celts clustered in the British Isles, of which Ireland is the jumping off place to the Atlantic. We have touched upon, we'll spend more time with the research of Barry Fell and successors who find the evidence of the Celts in the Americas before 500 BC. I have been asked to serve on a committee analogous to the Blue Ribbon Committee that helped to raise the money for the library.